Ladies, gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, gentle undecideds, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever piece of the space and time continuum that you currently occupy, welcome to episode 48 of Apologies Upfront. I'm your host. This week I am identifying as Ice T. Rapper from the 90s, please update your phones accordingly. But I hope you're well. Since we last spoke, I had my first comedian wedding, which was lovely in Athlone. So there was a huge amount of people in the Radisson from all over comedy in Ireland, and everyone was in good form. It was good fun. It was fantastic to reconnect with people I maybe haven't spoken to in a while. Everyone was in good form. Bridges mended, conversations had, and we had an early night. So we were back at the hotel, stayed in the Sheraton, nice and posh. They actually upgraded us, right? So we arrive, check in. Hell yeah. Oh, we've actually upgraded you. I said, oh, brilliant. We're in the tower, right? So in the Sheraton in Athlone, you go in the reception, there's a normal posh looking reception. And all the rooms are there, ground floor to floor 5 or something like that. And then from floor 5 to 11 is in this thing called the tower, right? And we walked in, massive kitchen, the bedroom there with the workbench, the toilet, everything brilliant. Telly worked, it was fairly majestic. And I ate all the sausages the next morning. So, really made my money back, but the wedding itself was great. Didn't do a lot of dancing, although I think someone has a video of me and Alex J. Byrne dancing. Sure, look, gotta let the OnlyFans page out at some point, but yeah, that's up there somewhere. And yeah, no, it was, you know what I mean, it was nice, it was good. It took a minute for everyone to kind of get relaxed, and then everyone was absolutely flying, so it was great. So I'm looking forward to the next marriage. But what else has been going on? Yeah, heading into Walthamstown tonight. Let me find it. It's the Eleonora pub in Walthamstown. I think. Let me just check here. I've got what I want to talk to you about today is open on my other screen here. It's on Instagram, but I'm just trying to find something for it. I can't find it. That's tonight, and then tomorrow I'm on Dame Street in a place called the Pawn Shop, around the corner from Gay's Bar. It's a great spot. The bar is lovely. The club in the basement's a little bit dodgy, but sure, look, this is what it is. So trying out some brand new stuff tomorrow night. Going with the proper set tonight, so it'll be good fun. But anyway, and then I have a gig announcement at the end of this. But do you remember we used to talk about the New York Post? So I'm just having a bit of coffee here. And how crazy everyone is, but specifically this thing. If you go Instagram.com/NYPost, right? So they do, I think there's a word beginning with R you can't say anymore, but there are people who don't have fully functioning brains writing the headlines. So, and it's all about Taylor Swift, right? Everybody is obsessed with Taylor Swift for some reason. I don't get it. But let me just flick through a couple of these, and then I've got an example of something I want to talk to you about. Trump may have last laugh on traitor Prince Harry. Like, don't know. Here's one that came up the other day. Being so baby girl is the hottest compliment for men. A 26-year-old, 6'5" man doesn't come to mind for most Americans when they think of a baby girl, but for Gen Z, that's what he is. No, he isn't. That's so weird. So, like, I know there are people making money off talking about the feminization of men, and they're coming at it from a two genders end of things, which doesn't, my opinion on that doesn't matter. I would never. If someone called me baby girl and it was a serious thing, I would think they've just had a stroke. It's insane. So don't call me or any other man baby girl. Let me see, what else do we have here? There's some really, really good ones. Cockroaches, Joe Biden going crazy. Oh yeah, Joe Rogan and Kid Rock clash over Israel should win the war against Gaza. This is what I want to talk about. So, if you're going to look for foreign policy advice, should you go to Joe Rogan or Kid Rock? Now, I know the answer to that. You know the answer to that. We know that the Rogan podcast is pure entertainment. It's not hard-hitting journalism. It's some guy asking questions of other people over a long period of time. Some of these podcasts go on for 3 weeks. They're enjoyable, but it's not journalism, right? So, the answer obviously is no. So I put a post up saying, don't take foreign policy ideas from Kid Rock or Joe Rogan. Speak to people who have been to war. The wars are easy when you're sitting on the couch. Everyone is brave in their own house. Now, technically speaking, most people are not brave in their own house. If someone breaks in, they'll shit themselves. But that's a separate thing. But there's 59 replies to this, okay? Just going to give you a couple. Let me just try and get them all up here. I'll go back to the first one because it's insane. Some people go, yeah, I agree. New York City cop agrees, whatever that means. Regular Joe, I've been to war for 22 years. You definitely don't want my opinions. I said, you're the one who we should be listening to. You've been there. Anyway, but it gets to, there's people, it starts off nice, right? And then some people get funny. Foreign policy is best explained via Instagram comments. That's pretty funny. but then there's some. Oh, it's not this one. Sorry. It's another Israel one. I should have planned ahead. Where is it? There's some absolutely majestic bonfires. Where are my notifications? Here we go. Sorry. No. Here we go. So it's New York Post again, right? Dr. Phil was on. Dr. Phil is an old man, slightly crazy, doesn't blink a lot, very rich, not living in the real world, right? He basically is looking back on COVID times. Is it? No, wait, where's the Israel stuff going? I'll find that in a sec. No, sorry, I need to find the Israel stuff because that's where. What was it? It was Kid Rock, wasn't it? Because Dr. Phil was another mad joke. Yeah, let me just jump back in here. Apologies. Yeah, basically, don't take foreign policy advice from Kid Rock. Sorry, this it's. So I basically it was going back and forth. People were saying, "Well, yeah," I was trying to say to people, "Can we agree that killing innocent people is bad?" Didn't say anything else, and they would say, "Well, it was bad when Hamas did it." I said, "Just we're trying to find a point to start this." So that's why, going back to the gender thing we sometimes talk about, I think it's important that we find a starting point that we agree with and work out from there. Because if, in any negotiation or discussion, if you start off with an agreement, you're this is what we aim, in business, this is what we're trying to get out of this discussion. In a debate, these are the points that we agree on. Now let's move on from there. So that we're kind of being friendly, right? So I was trying to say, can we at least agree killing innocent people is bad? And then, so because I had said, because the way the comments are coming up, it's not in order. But my response to some guy was, it comes down to you're either into killing innocent civilians in massive numbers or you're not. Hamas are a terrorist organization. No one really disagrees. Why they're there in the first place needs investigation. But Israel has gone from having world support for self-defense after being attacked to being seen as the villain. Whatever they're doing isn't working. It's time to rethink. Now, I know I could be an absolute bellend. I know I can phrase things incorrectly, but I think that's a fairly nice, non-attacking the world as it is sentence, right? And then I finished with this. It's beyond religion or politics. It's now about whether you're a cunt or not. So I went off a cliff there. To me, killing kids makes you a cunt, but call me old fashioned. And then I'm trying to find the next one. That's why you're a keyboard warrior. This guy is called Bourbon 1923. He drinks German ale. But there's another thing. Yeah, so people will agree halfway through. So they'll say the whole idea of war is so bad that people don't want to do it. Yeah, absolutely. The problem is the Palestinians claim to be a Shahid nation, and they don't mind it. At least 85% of their based on polls which support Hamas. So, okay, they said 85% of people support Hamas, right? And I said there's no political party, football team, terrorist organization, president on this planet that has 85% support. There's no one unless it's like what you call them, North Korea, where they fill that in themselves. But you know what I mean? There's no nothing has 85, like feckin' Taylor Swift doesn't have 85% support, you know? Boobs don't have 85% support. Even though all boobs should be supported, but there you go. That's a terrible joke. So that's what I said. I said, listen, nothing has that much support. You're being ridiculous. I said, use your brain. 84, hang on. And then someone kind of says, oh, you're being triggered, which is kind of a way out. It's like, they keep forgetting that apparently in the podcast, which I listened to, didn't listen to, which makes me just as bad as everybody else. Kid Rock said in the actual podcast, what do I know? Nobody's taking foreign policy advice from me. So there you go, case closed. But hang on. It's just, you can't, the thing that is, I'll give you, trying to find this one example. Yeah, someone said, doesn't matter. Sorry. It's just because the way Instagram sets these out. Oh, yeah. I said to somebody, I don't want to alarm you, but I think you might be having a stroke. Call 911 immediately. 911, not 911. And then people are funny. Like Kid Rock knows what he's talking about. He has 134 confirmed kills on Call of Duty, which is pretty funny. Anyway, so my point is, like, the America in my lifetime, right? And every American I've met nearly has been beautiful. Some quirky, some strange, some people I wouldn't choose to spend time with, but all very nice when we meet. And that's the same everywhere. The weather's great in the places I've been to. Everyone's nice and shops. It's a lovely place. I think there's something about America that is very appealing. You can go bankrupt just chasing something, which is great. That doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. They just see that as a, oh, you tried, you failed. Let's get you up on your feet again, which is lovely. I think that's nice. But then when you go up into kind of the religion and the politics and you pick your gangs, you know what I mean? Like there are people who, for me, and again, it's maybe it's different being atheist or whatever. I've no idea what it's like to be a Jew. I will treat a Jew exactly the same way as I would treat a Muslim, so I would treat a Hindu, Catholic, Protestant, whatever. It doesn't matter to me, but we're lucky to be brought up this way in this little island where all this sort of shit's already gone on and continues. But even here in Ireland, on all sides of the political divide, we would agree that killing innocent people is bad. You know what I mean? Like, even in this little tiny island where you're 4 kilometers from a different accent, you know, all that sort of stuff, there's so much going on this little island. And it's sometimes it's on a knife edge when things go off every summer. We will all agree on that because it's obvious, it's clear, and it's where everything comes off from. As in, I don't think anyone. See, I was about to say I don't think anyone wanted to kill innocent people, they obviously did. So they saw those people's lives as less than theirs, based on where they live, what they believe, which has nothing to do with them. I the reason I'm here is a complete fluke. I could be where you are. It's a complete fluke. So like for anyone to want to kill me based on where I live or what I believe in or what I look like is beyond pathetic. But we can all agree on that. Whereas when I was talking to these people about Israel and Palestine, they can't agree that killing innocent people is bad. So how can any rational conversation happen from that point? Excuse me. How can anyone be rational when they say, they'll say, I agree, but like this, that's not a but sentence. That's, that is, we agree. So that's why everyone is so demented. There are people who say, and I think we all agree when someone is attacked, like Israel was attacked in October, whenever it was, retaliation or self-defense, absolutely. It's a bit like when America got attacked way back in the day. If they would have gone to Afghanistan to chase your man with the, what's his name, Bin Laden, if they'd gone straight to chase him, the world would have gone with them. The world supported. But then now all of a sudden, they're in Iraq. That's, you know what I mean? There was no support for that Iraq war because it was unjust. This is Israel's is now turning into the villain. And it's, even if you wanted to keep the war going, right? And this isn't a comedy podcast today. This is just a rant. But like, even if you wanted to keep the war going, it's not working. It's like any, if war is business, it's like any business. If it's not working, you've got to figure out a way to make it work. Firing bombs at innocent people isn't working. You're not achieving your target. If you look at it forensically, like a robot with no emotion, your agenda is not being, what's the word? The point of the whole thing is not being achieved. So think of another way. I'm not a war expert. Figure it out. Not my job to figure it out. But anyway, like the world is fucked, basically. That's what I'm saying. It's just bananas. But I do have some good news for you. Oh my God. So on the week of March the 29th, so we have our big show in the Mermaid Theatre, March 29th. Tickets are starting to move now, which is great. Do please jump in, Mermaid Theatre, Mermaid Centre, excuse me, .ie or KegoLaughs.com. Get your tickets on there. So we have a load of art from around Bray and photography. So we've Dee Dooley doing, she has some great photos of Bray, sunsets, sunrises, movements around Bray. It's brilliant. We've Luke Christopherson, who has some really nice paintings of the area, which is great. We have Hannah Grace, who's going to be our singer-songwriter musical accompaniment for the day, evening. And then we have Janet Dunn, we have Kevin Gildee, and we have Joe Rooney closing the show. So it's going to be fantastic. €15, it's nothing. And then you can jump in for a pint and duffs around the corner afterwards. But that's the 29th. The 27th, we are back after a sold-out show in Rascals Brewery. We are back in there on the 27th with, I'm going to see Joe Rooney more than I'm going to see my own family that week. So Joe's going to be closing the show because he's brilliant. We have Jess Collins on. And we have Ellen O'Reilly on, and I'll be hosting that. We had Beyond sold out last time. And the way they do it in there is they have your general admission tickets, which is fine, but they also have a great value ticket, which is pizza and beer, as well as your general admission thing. And it's great value. So if you go look at the Rascal Brewery menu, there's some beauty. I had the kids' pepperoni pizza because it was, I couldn't eat a whole pizza. The kids one was enough for me. And it was delish, made right there on the spot. So well worth your time. A good night out. So that's on the Wednesday, the 27th, before Friday, the 29th in the Mermaid Theatre. That's kind of the big things coming up. And again, tonight, Walkinstown, I believe it is. Eleanor's in Walkinstown. I wish I could find it, but I can't. And then in the pawn shop on Wednesday. And then we kind of start getting the prep ready. It's actually my birthday next week. So the next podcast will be about how I am turning 27. But as usual, if you feel the need to correct, compliment or abuse, kegolass@gmail.com. All tickets, info, all that sort of stuff, kegolass.com. Did I get that right? And listen, most importantly, like, the world is manky. So hug those you love, tolerate those you don't, and go buy yourself a pair of tight jeans and shake that ass.